Hello, you are listening to The Wellness Project with Des. I'm your host, Desiree, a mental health therapist and holistic wellness coach. On my podcast, I interview experts in the field of mental health and wellness, as well as those who share their firsthand accounts of their mental health journeys. These interviews will give you many tips, tools, and strategies to improve your mental health, as well as give you hope, support, encouragement, and inspiration on your own personal mental health and wellness journey. Thanks so much for being here. I would greatly appreciate it if you took a moment to leave me a review on iTunes and leave the podcast 5 stars on Spotify. It really helps the podcast to grow, which in turn helps me to keep bringing on amazing guests and spreading mental health and wellness education and support. And make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss an episode. Hello and Happy New Year. I hope your 2024 is off to a great start. You are listening to episode 139 and the season premiere of season 5 of The Wellness Project with Des. So welcome. I'm so excited to have you here kicking off season 5 and 2024 with me. This is a solo episode, so it's just you and me today. As we step into the new year, I would love if we took some time to explore the power of starting the year off with intentions. But before we dive into intentions, I want to start off with why I like focusing on intentions rather than the typical making of New Year's resolutions. We all know that by February, most of us have totally fallen off and are not on track with our New Year's resolutions. There are several reasons that New Year's resolutions don't stick. I'm going to go through some of the more common ones with you one by one. So starting off with number one, lack of specificity. Resolutions tend to be kind of vague, like get in shape, get my life in order, eat healthy, but these are not specific enough. There's an idea here, but not a real goal. Not many people use SMART goals, which is a more effective way of setting a goal. Number two, unrealistic goals. Goals that are overly ambitious or too lofty, for example, go to the gym every day. This is a little more specific, but it's not realistic. It's really unlikely to go from not going to the gym at all to going 5 to 7 days a week. Number three, no action plan. You're likely to fall off your resolutions if you have no roadmap or any sort of real plan. In order to achieve your goals, you need a detailed plan to prevent feeling overwhelmed. Number four, no accountability. So this is a big one. In order to achieve goals, many people, including myself, need accountability. This provides support, regular check-ins, motivation, and sometimes even guidance. I actually had an accountability partner for almost 4 years. We met around once a month to once every other month. I felt like I got so much done. And when I was opening my private practice, I actually formed a private practice accountability group full of other people who were all also starting their private practice. They were in the beginning stages of the journey. We met twice a month and I got a lot of support from that group, and they had expressed that it was really valuable to them as well. Number five, short-term focus. Resolutions tend to focus on short-term outcomes and they're not really geared towards or planned for the long-term, which makes them kind of easy to fall off. Sustainable changes require shifts in not only your mindset, but in your lifestyle for the long-term. Number six, too many resolutions. Now, I'm super guilty of this. It can become really overwhelming to have any more than one or two resolutions. And I feel like we all kind of get caught up in that new year, new me mentality and want to change a ton of things in our lives. And then we get overwhelmed and give up on all of the goals. Number seven, which is piggybacking off the last point, this kind of all or nothing mentality. Feeling like if you can't do it all, then there's no point in doing any of it and giving up. This idea that no progress is kind of better than little progress, or working on no goals is better than working on just one or two goals, or breaking down the goal. Number eight, feeling like a failure. Having a mindset of viewing any setback as a complete failure. The truth is that setbacks, even quote unquote failures, are a natural part of the process. All right, a bonus one and piggybacking off the previous point. So number 9, not celebrating successes. Celebrating yourself, your accomplishments, even the smallest of them is so, so important. And celebrating your successes along the way really helps with keeping you motivated. There are definitely more, but those are just a few of the common reasons why I think New Year's resolutions tend to not work. With that in mind, I'm inviting you to make a shift with me. What if instead of focusing on what you want to change, we instead concentrate more on how we want to feel and the intentions we want to set for the year ahead? You might be thinking, okay, Des, that sounds great, but what the heck do you mean? So give me a few minutes to explain. Setting intentions is about aligning your actions with your values, creating a roadmap for the kind of life that you want to lead. It's not just about specific goals, but rather about the energy and mindset that you want to carry into each day. The actions you take, the behaviors you carry out in order to live a life that is in alignment with your values. So, how do we go about setting intentions for 2024? First, I want you to try to take a moment to reflect on the past year. To help you do this, I came ready with some journal prompts to support your reflection. So you can respond out loud or just think about your responses, but I do invite you to grab a pen and paper and feel free to pause this while I read you the 6 reflection journal prompts. I planned on 5, but again, I threw a bonus one in there. Number 1, what accomplishments, big or small, are you most proud of from 2023? Number 2, describe a moment when you felt truly happy and fulfilled. Number 3, what habits did you develop that positively impacted your life? And are there any habits that you would like to leave behind in 2023? Number 4, how did you nurture your mental, emotional, and physical well-being and growth throughout 2023? Number 5, in what ways did you give back or contribute to your community or the world around you? And bonus number 6, what new skills or knowledge did you acquire, and how do you plan to continue learning in 2024? All right, great. I hope that you enjoyed this time and opportunity to reflect. And keep in mind that the goal is not just to analyze your experiences, but to use these reflections as kind of a springboard for setting intentions and goals for the year ahead, for 2024. After reflecting, I want you to consider the different areas of your life: personal, your home environment, professional, relationships, your well-being. What intentions can you set in each of these areas that will contribute to your overall sense of growth and fulfillment? I think it would help if I gave you some examples. So keep in mind that intentions are highly personal, and it's important to choose intentions that resonate with your values and aspirations for 2024. These are just examples, but feel free to change them and adopt them as your own, or they might just give you ideas and inspiration to create your own intentions. Okay, so here we go. So say you value being more mindful and present. Your intention would be to practice daily mindfulness and being present in the moment. The value of health and well-being, the intention of prioritizing physical and mental health by maintaining a balanced diet, exercising regularly, and practicing self-care. The value of connections and relationships, the intention of cultivating meaningful connections, strengthening existing relationships, and being present with your loved ones. The value of simplicity and minimalism, living with intention to simplify your life by decluttering, focusing on what truly matters, and adopting a minimalist approach. The value of financial abundance, the intention of managing finances wisely, saving for the future, and attracting financial abundance into your life. The value of self-compassion, the intention to practice self-love and self-acceptance, embracing imperfections, and treating yourself with kindness and understanding. I hope that those examples of intentions were helpful and inspiring to you. When you're deciding on your intentions for 2024, keep in mind that intentions aren't rigid. They can evolve as your year progresses. You can change them up. You can shift your mindset. The key is to set intentions that resonate with your authentic self at this time, ones that align with the person you want to become and align with your values. We're ever growing, we're ever changing, so if you find an intention no longer serves you, that's okay. You can make a shift. Okay, so how do you stay on track with your intentions and incorporate them into your daily life? One effective way is through mindfulness practices. I think it would be really helpful if you took a few moments each day to check in with yourself to see if you're aligning your actions with your intentions and your values. This could be through meditation, journaling, or simply giving yourself time and space by pausing and doing some deep breathing. As you're navigating the days and the months ahead, it's helpful to revisit your intentions regularly. It would be beneficial to write them down so that you can remember them, but to also keep them accessible. So writing them maybe in a note on your phone or on a sticky note on your bathroom mirror, somewhere that you can keep going back to them to keep them at the forefront of your mind. Ask yourself if your actions and your behaviors are in alignment with your intentions. Adjust and refine as needed, allowing your intentions to guide you both in small and more significant decisions. As we welcome the new year, try and challenge yourself to move beyond the resolutions and instead embracing a mindset of intention. By setting intentions, you can cultivate a life that is not just about doing, but about being. Being true to yourself and living by the values that you want to shape your life and your future. Well, that is it for intentions. I really like this idea of intentions, and I would love to hear if you do as well. If you do, hop in my Facebook group and join the discussion about this podcast episode. I would love to hear from you and would love to hear about your intentions. We're focusing on intentions all this week in the Facebook group. I wish you a purposeful and intentional new year. Until next time, stay mindful and stay true to you and your values. I really hope that you liked this episode and gained a lot of value from it. If you did like this episode, please share it on social media. You can tag me at The Wellness Project with Des on Instagram and at According to Des on Facebook. If you do enjoy my podcast and gain value from it, I would greatly appreciate your support. You can show your love and support by buying me a coffee. This will help my podcast to grow and in turn will help me to keep bringing on amazing guests. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/thewellnessprojectwithdes to show your support. All books written by or recommended by my amazing podcast guests are listed on my Amazon storefront. Go to the link in the show notes to check out those books. I would love to extend an invite to you to become a part of my community. You can do this through Facebook, where we will be discussing this episode. I would love for you to share your insights, any aha moments, any thoughts or ideas you would like to contribute. You can contribute in the discussion taking place in my Facebook group, and it's a great place to connect with me because I am in there every day with mental health and wellness content, discussions, reflections, journal prompts. It's a fun and supportive place to be. You can find the group at facebook.com/groups/accordingtodes, and that link will also be in the show notes. You can also check out more of what I'm doing on my website, accordingtodes.com. You'll find a lot of wellness blogs, written interviews, detailed podcast show notes, and my shop, where you will be able to find workshops, my self-care course, digital downloads, ebooks. There's a lot going on my website, so make sure you check that out at accordingtodes.com. And while you're there, join my email list to stay in the know about what I have going on and available for you. When you sign up, you will get your free ebook, The 5 Stress Reduction Techniques to Help You Feel More Relaxed. Thank you so much for being here. I will talk to you next week. So until then, I hope you have a calm and peaceful week.